A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you, on the day of salvation I help you, and I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them, leads them, and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains, and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even if she should forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord. How much does God have to do? How much does God have to say to convince us of God's love for us? It is, I think, the greatest mystery to believe that God, the supreme being, the creator of all, and the one who keeps all in being, wills to love us, not just as a whole human race, but loves us individually. God wants a personal relationship with each one of us. Today's first reading from Isaiah is another attempt on God's part to convince us of his love for us. What Isaiah has to say can be summed up in the responsorial psalm for today. The Lord is gracious and merciful. God is telling the people, us, that he is restoring the land, is freeing prisoners, telling them to come out of their prison. He is calling those in darkness to show themselves, not to be ashamed. He will provide food and protect them from the scorching wind and sun. In spite of all the infidelity of God's people, God remains gracious and merciful. He identifies himself as the one who pities them and will lead them to springs of water. Even cutting a road through the mountains to make the road level. And after all this, Zion still complains that the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Finally, God gives the ultimate expression of kindness and love. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? And even if she should forget, I will never forget you. I imagine that when a woman finds out she is carrying a life within her, she is never completely unaware of that life. Even though she has many duties to perform, she is never unaware of this new life within herself. That is how God feels about us. We are always on God's mind, so to speak. God is always aware of us. Parents often put monitors in their baby's room in case the child wakens and cries and they happen to be in another part of the house. God is ever attentive to our needs and our cries, cries of pain that come from anxiety, rejection, loneliness. A mother continues to care for her child after its birth, providing for its needs, forgiving the faults of her child, lifts the child when it has fallen, encourages the child when he or she is bowed down for any reason. Jesus taught us that God is our Father. Isaiah tells us God is our mother. Is there any love relationship that God does not experience with us, his creatures? St. Catherine says that God created us and fell in love with us, and so became one of us. May we receive the grace to believe in God's love for us. May I believe that God loves me as though I were God's only child. And may you believe that God loves you as though you were God's only child. Dear gracious Mother God, I do believe in your love for me. I also believe that you take delight in me when I realize you love me so much. Never let my faith in your love grow weaker, but help me to grow ever more convinced of your love for me.